The stakes are high and the tension is higher.
Built on horror and psychological thrillers, Dread provides an experience unlike any other tabletop RPG playthrough.
Dread is for an ideal number of 3 to 6 players and employs a Jenga tower in place of, say, dice or tokens.
For perception, investigation, attacks, and more, the Game Master,
that's me,
decides how many blocks must be pulled, and players must make pulls from that Jenga tower with only one hand.
As the game progresses and pulls are made, the tower becomes more precarious. The threat of the tower falling looms as every decision pulls you closer to your potential doom.
Other than the pulling of a block or three, players have 2 alternative choices.
They can either forfeit the pull with their action or voluntarily push the tower over, ensuring success but sacrificing their character's life, what is known as a heroic push.
If the tower falls early, it incites a significant consequence.
Players could shoot themselves in the foot, alert the monster with their snooping, or mistakenly wash their weapons down a river, etc.
But if it falls late in the game, the last player to touch the tower loses their character's life to the dreadful will of the game.
Forever.
Welcome back to Dreadnought. In the last episode, things started to fall apart for our crew. Stale air accumulates as the ship's CO2 scrubbers break down. When Andrax and Vic went to find replacements, they discovered that someone had cannibalized the backup filters for parts. But those aren't the only systems that have been tampered with. Both Ava and the ship's autosurgeons have been stripped of parts or robbed of data, leaving them nearly powerless to help the crew. Suspicions are high, and the word on everyone's lips is sabotage. Is this a side effect of the weird space? Or is there a traitor among us? Beyond the bulkheads, the Dreadnought stalks in steady pursuit. We return to the table as Captain Stormchaser and Botanical Specialist Fillion examine the failing life support and try to find a way to survive.
All right, so the two of you, by that I mean Hadley and Captain Stormchaser,
mm-hmm.
The two of you are going to check CO2 sensors to see if the CO2 alarm is a real thing or if it's a communications malfunction. So I'm going to say that there's one of these sensors in the commons area by where the hydroponics bay is,
mm-hmm.
simply because that's a place where you need a lot of environmental control.
Yeah, that's fair.
And you check... the levels. Pretty trivial to see that the readouts are saying that there's a lot of CO2 in the air. The device is reporting itself as operable. When you do like a quick diagnostics check, everything is fine.
Okay.
That being said, if you inherently distrust the computer system, like the electronics, then, you know, who do you believe? If you distrust the electronics or aren't believing what the sensors are telling you, you need to find some non-computer way to test CO2 in the air.
Okay. This is my job, so I would assume that... Well, I'd probably have to, like, get a reader if I wanted a reader, yes. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't just be, like, on my person. I get up out of bed, put my mask on, and came here.
Yeah.
So, I didn't come prepared with that thing.
The hydroponics bay has water. All the plants are growing in water, hence hydroponics. And how much CO2 in the air, or there is in the air, will reflect how much CO2 is dissolved in the water. And you have these little chemical strips that change color when there's too much CO2 in the water. You pull out one of those, it's a pH strip, there is a lot of CO2 in the air. So the sensors confirm with chemistry. If you don't trust chemistry, that's bad, but...
But that's another thing
A whole other animal. There's a lot of CO2 in the air.
Right? Okay. Well, we can double check off the list that it's not a sensor.
Yeah, not the sensors. Okay.
Which is very concerning.
Which means it might be the filters, which they're working on.
But you also changed those recently, so I don't understand.
Like a week ago.
May I ask you something?
Sure.
How trusting are you of your teammates?
To be completely honest, I don't know either of them particularly well, but I mean, I think that they're good at their jobs.
That's fair.
Why?
You don't have any suspicions, do you?
Not that I could think of. Do you?
I do. I don't know how comfortable I am talking about it yet.
Okay, well, if there's any reason I should keep my eyes on anyone,
I think, if anything, it's just a reason to keep your eyes open.
Okay, I can do that.
Thank you. And Ava is safe.
Okay.
She is under an extra lock and key because of the suspicions I have discovered.
Okay. I suspect you probably don't want me mentioning that to anyone.
I'd rather not. But okay. I want to tell you to ease your worries.
Okay. As long as she's okay.
She is. I promise. As okay as I can...
And, Doc?
I couldn't tell you. I don't know too much.
Okay.
If you'd like, we can go check. If it would ease your worry, why would they change the filters?
Well, Andrax, I know he's gone over there. He might have done it already. If not, eventually I'll be running diagnostics, hopefully, sometime today anyway. So if not now, then I'll check when I'm there.
Okay. Thank you, Hadley.
Of course.
And I hope this doesn't sound overly concerning, but if at any point you feel threatened or unsafe by anyone on this ship, please tell me. I know that perhaps me saying all this doesn't necessarily confirm your trust in me, but I'm afraid that's all I can offer at this point.
Understood. I'll let you know.
Thank you. I want to get us home safely. All right. Let's see what else we can do.
Yes, sir.
All right. So what is see what else we can do? Are you trying to check on the status of the filters? Trying to check on the status of Doc?
I think I call out, Ava, what status can you give me on our two other crewmates right now?
Okay. They were in the storage room. What's her name? Vic is coming this way, though. She's running towards us. She's passing the offices. She's... Go get Shelby.
Go.
Shelby is quickly coming your way.
Oh, God.
Things happening.
My beans.
You burst through.
I could have just gotten up and got her.
You burst into the room?
Yeah, you probably should.
Boom!
Vic runs very distinctly into the room where you are.
Hydroponics bay.
Yes.
Yeah. We haven't really left.
Okay.
What's going on?
We checked out the storage closet with the spare
filters,
and it seems that they have been tampered with. There have been parts that have been cannibalized for some other purpose that Andrax doesn't really know what the purpose was. But he just knows that it's been fucked with, basically, for lack of a better word. He has the ability to make two usable out of the four, but something isn't right. He sent me back here because Ava also could not communicate this effectively. So I have communicated it effectively.
Wonderful.
Sorry. Thank
you. It's okay.
So you said they were tampered with.
You said they were cannibalized.
Yeah, what is...
Like, somebody has taken parts of them. I genuinely could not tell you what they originally looked like.
And created something else.
And theoretically used them for another purpose.
Wonderful.
Or just took them. I don't know. We might be reading into it, but...
Where is he?
When I left him, he was in the storage closet with the CO2.
Was he making those filters?
Yes, he's doing his best to make the... other two functional so that he can put them to work.
Ava, can you reach him?
Yeah, hold on.
Send him here.
Okay. Shelby, will you go get Brian? you run, you convey this information, that's enough time.
Brian! Come back!
Oh. Was something happening?
Yes.
Oh, I was conveying the information that you sent me to convey.
Yes.
And I sent for you.
I have arrived.
So, do you make a quick run back to the group.
How big are these swappable components that I am lugging with me?
Are you talking about the filters themselves?
Yes.
Or the little, about 1.5 by 1.5, like a
okay.
box?
So, reasonably, I would need some kind of cart or
yeah, to carry, like, all four of
yeah.
them.
If you're going back
But that's not hard. If you're going right through the middle, that's going to be a thing. But if you want to go around the long way, I mean,
yeah.
there's probably, like, a dolly you could use that could reasonably get all of them.
Okay, so Andrax basically has to decide between if he wants to just start working mm-hmm. or go and relay this information.
Yes.
And I am basically trusting you to convey everything that needed to be conveyed. So he's just going to go right to work.
Okay.
Well, basically, so we've got four general components of the ship,
yes.
right?
Yeah.
Do you still have that diagram on hand?
I do still have that diagram on hand for your reference. So to keep this as vague as possible, are you using the currently operable ones for the
yes.
moment? Gotcha. So you're getting to work on those. So this is the diagram. So you were here, where the storage room and the gym is. They're over here in hydroponics. So the way there is either got you cutting through the office space or the crew
yeah.
quarters.
Okay. So you know what? I'm actually going to start there. I'm going to install one unit in the storage gym med bay area because
okay.
I want the med bay to have
to
support.
Cool. Will you give me a pull for that?
I had to make a pull to repair them.
Yes.
And
now you're installing it.
Oh, man. Being the special guest sucks.
I hate this show.
I feel like I've pulled 8 out of 10 of these.
Oh, center,
sure
side
nice.
Piece.
Oh, mama.
Pretty smooth. I was a smooth one, but now we're getting a little top
right.
heavy.
Chef's
check her
kiss.
Out. I'm proud of you, buddy.
I've been top heavy since the 6th grade.
It's a little cumbersome trying to install this while wearing this mask and trying to make sure that your breathing tube doesn't get tangled up in all of the tools that you're using, but you managed to get it installed. It is replaced. The old one that you pull out is, like, fucked. So where the other units were cannibalized, this one looks like there was a small fire inside of it. Like, maybe there was, like, a trip in some circuitry.
Huh.
And something caught fire, something overloaded, something overheated. It's, like, slagged on the inside.
And do I think that's what happened to all the other units?
This is the only one you've looked at.
Touché. I basically call out to Ava, and I say, if at all possible,
uh-huh.
please convey these exact words.
Yeah.
Unit in med bay, replaced.
Uh-huh.
Moving on.
Okay. Ava comes to the rest of the group, says, unit in med bay, got replaced, we're moving on.
Convey this back to him. Get your ass over here now.
Ava comes back to you, Brian. The captain says, drop that ass on this now.
She's doing her best, bro.
I think she likes you.
All this is happening.
Yeah.
You say, get your ass in here. I'm just like, he's trying to work on this. Why do you need him in here? I've already told you what happened.
Wonderful. We're going to him.
Well, okay.
Okay.
So we
right, so the crew goes to him. You guys show up while he is in the middle of installing an air filtration unit. You crawl out of the Jeffries tubes just in time to see your three crewmates arrive at the storage facility.
Do you not have other responsibilities that you could be taking care of?
Show me the damage.
I imagine they all take a step back as I just drop the unit from where I am and it just kind of clanks to the ground and you can see that it's effectively... I'm imagining it's also burned.
It's charred on the inside. Yeah. It the lid kind of crumples off very pathetically and it looks like the insides of this filtration unit have been set on fire and burned through.
I was only able to repair 2 of them. I need a 3rd or we won't make it past 3 days.
Is there another something on this ship that we could cannibalize to give us the parts that we need?
Ava or the doctor?
Well, that's not a great
that's not
choice to make.
From what I understand, hypothetically, we could reset and do a... effectively a most recent update reload of Ava. She would be unavailable to us, but I am hoping that that will recover her mind. However, no matter what direction we take, we have to take one of those out of commission. Which one do you find more valuable?
No matter what direction we take, we have to establish that someone has been sabotaging our equipment.
Clearly. I'd rather fix the situation and then address the issue at hand. Clearly there are multiple self-interests at play. Whether it's one person or each person causing individual problems, I do not know. I do not have the data to make that decision. What I do know is decisions are being made on equipment without my knowledge. If you want to cannibalize a system, you can do it properly with assistance. The fact that I have not been consulted on any of this is in clear violation of our, and then I, you know, whatever
code. Regulation 23C of the Trans-Martian Accords.
And basically flat out say, we will address that situation when we come to it, but we have a decision to make if we would like to continue breathing.
I think the secondary need for us is to continue healthily, or if we have a medical emergency, I feel like we need the doctor. Ava, as much as I hate to admit it, seems to be glitching, malfunctioning anyway.
Because she's been tampered with.
Yes, it seems so.
Oh no, it's definite.
No, I'm saying, that's what it looks like. That's what all of this looks like. Between Ava, who is malfunctioning, and the doctor, who theoretically, do we know if he is malfunctioning or not?
Were you able to check?
We haven't, as soon as we saw the state of the CO2 filters, that's the only
We're in the med bay right now. We're in the med bay.
You're next to the med bay.
Next to the med bay. We can go check
it. I'm going
to
check on him then. I'm going to pop in.
You open up the door. The doctor goes, hey, how are you? Can I interest you in a hangnail removal?
I think he's okay.
No thanks, doc. Just checking on you.
Cool.
And just close the door.
Bye.
Bye, sorry.
Hadley, run a diagnostics on him.
Okay, yeah. Okay, hey, so I'm back. I'm running, hi. Sorry, that was weird.
Yeah,
are weird right now.
No, it's chill.
It's not chill. I really feel like I should be here about that.
It's nominally the same temperature it's been for the last 2 weeks of transit.
Okay, I'm gonna. We're gonna run diagnostics.
Yeah, run diagnosing, my guy.
It is not chill.
Feel with them.
I'm going to go ahead and ask this question: who's been tampering with my AI?
Well, it's your AI.
I know, and I know who's been doing it.
Oh,
yes.
Do you want to say?
I'd like them to come forward first.
So you're not going to say?
I don't know how to program. That's not my area of expertise.
I know, darling. I know it's not.
Me neither.
And yet. Why are you digging into my AI, darling? Why are you looking stuff up about me?
Why are you looking stuff up about me? About him? No, I think the crew should. I think the crew should be aware of the interesting deep dives our captain has been doing on us, in particularly you and I. Earlier on, it was you, but I don't know. You just seem really suspicious of us for some reason, for someone who has not been here very long.
Well, I can confirm two of those. Have not looked into Hadley, so you're lying.
That's not what I found. See, when you boarded, I decided that you needed to be kept an eye on because you were very green, and I wanted to make sure that you did right by this ship. But what I have found is that you haven't. You were very negligent of just the barest things that you could pay attention to, and I just find it distasteful in a captain. So, when I thought that you were a little...
You're not providing suspicious. Any sort of evidence.
I know, I was literally just saying when I decided that I didn't really like what you were doing, saying, controlling for us, the established crew. I looked into it.
Comms Officer Barton, kindly mind your tone. I understand your concerns. However, this is still your commanding officer, and I will request that you treat the role with its due respect.
Thank you, sir.
With all due respect, I don't think that you have been forthcoming with us. I don't like that you've been spying on us, and I do not like that you have not fulfilled your duties.
Unfulfilled duties? What unfulfilled duties?
I'm saying
duties?
You've not been competent. Your basis duty.
That's
like
enough.
What, darling?
And
What do you have?
Andrax steps between them, and he says, "This conversation is for another time. Right now, we have emergency situations. One of you spiked the AI, and it is damaged. One of you cannibalized CO2 components, and they are damaged. Those are what we need to address immediately."
What does the diagnostic on Doc come back saying?
You run a diagnostic on Doc. You open him up. There's stomping in the ceiling as the Rancor monster finds prey. You do run a diagnostic on Doc. You're beginning your mechanical inspection, and it looks like there has been tampering with Doc. The auto doctor contains several canisters of all kinds of things, like drugs and sutures, mm-hmm. and a kind of like skin, like surgical glue for sticking things together.
Yes.
It looks like a couple of canisters are missing. Some have been knocked out of alignment. And one of the mechanical arms that's inside the box where all of those canisters are kept mm-hmm. has been kind of bent and broken in a weird way, to the point where the auto doctor is probably not able to perform certain procedures because of obvious mechanical damage inside of it.
Sorry to interrupt whatever's happening, but there's more. Doc is missing stuff. We're missing some canisters of various healing agents, various repair substances, and his arm is... I'm gonna need to take some time to figure out his arm, because this arm, the way it is not going to be able to do everything that we might need it to do. It has been... broken.
What is its operational capacity? It doesn't need to perform a C-section, but will it perform the needs of emergency medical procedures?
It depends on what the emergency medical procedure is. Could probably do something basic, like save stitches, but I don't know if it could... I don't know. It's broken. The arm itself is like, can still move. There's stuff that it can do, but it's not going to do everything right. And I don't know if that... In an emergency situation, I'm wondering if that might be more detrimental than beneficial. I think that I do need to fix it. I do need to put in the time and try to fix it.
I would like to address the problem that we face from the consideration of we have two systems that are useful but now malfunctioning. Would we like to disassemble parts of Ava or parts of the dock in order to get a third working CO2 unit? At the minimum, I would need a third if we want to make a return trip from this asteroid and satellite.
Which is the ideal?
I'm going to go with what Vic said earlier and say probably Ava, because even if Doc isn't at full operating capacity, he can still perform some potentially life-saving feats.
Understood.
Maybe not all, but at least some. Whereas I don't know if Ava's...
What,
I don't know if she's here.
What do we...
She is.
What do we lose by taking Ava offline?
So, a couple of questions. So, taking Ava offline. Ava is the ship's auto-diagnostic system, or is plugged into the ship's auto-diagnostic system. She is the one who sends alerts and sets off alarms for people. She is someone you can ask questions about the ship and get easy answers about what is going on
mm-hmm.
on the boat. She's also good at communicating with machines. This hasn't really come up, but if there was, say, a satellite that you were trying to get data off of, Ava's very quick at searching through files and finding things. Imagine a super secretary / computer science professional who is very quick at getting you information, reading through code, finding problems.
So as in, like, the goal of our mission.
Yeah. She's Jarvis.
She's useful for ship operations. You could conceivably complete the mission without her, but she is a useful tool for completing the tasks you need to complete. Alternatively, the doctor has a single function, and that is to repair crew members who have had severe to potentially life-threatening injuries.
Cool.
So one is risking functionality in the mission, the other is risking your ability to not die if there's a terrible accident.
I believe that if we roll her back, there is a good chance we will revive Ava from her last known update, which was time clock a week ago. Now, am I, like, confident in that knowledge?
Yeah, it's a thing that's regularly done. A lot of the times when AIs break on ships, it's like, just defrag and load a previous save. That's right. The easiest fix.
Okay. So, I imagine she'd be offline for a period
she'd be,
of time.
She'd be offline for 24 hours.
Is that something that we are comfortable with? I can start the rollback now while I disassemble the dock and use those parts towards the last CO2 unit. We can, when I take apart the dock, remove all of his, like, let's say the analgesics, all of the actual liquid components,
right,
and those can be organized.
They can, we can just keep them in here, but yeah, I mean, I guess so. It's
you know, being
if we can get Ava back, then that's probably the better option.
Yes.
How far is that dreadnought?
I don't think anyone's checked.
It's day 5.
Yeah. I don't think we checked today.
What are you asking? Are you just pinging, like, your work computer?
Do I have that connected to my computer? Like, do I have access to that information?
Yeah, you have access to that information.
Okay, yeah. So I check.
The dreadnought is accelerating.
It's accelerating.
By how much?
It's pulling about a G.
What is the approximate, like, they will overtake us?
If they continue at this current acceleration, you will get to the asteroid before they do. You don't know if they're going to continue with this acceleration.
So they're just going slightly faster.
They're beginning to go faster. So they're closing on you. They're
not accelerating fast enough to get there before us, but that's not to say they won't accelerate more.
They are closing the distance between the two of you.
Yeah.
And while you will still, at this point, arrive at PXD 413, that's the name of the asteroid, or PDX 413, one of those, you will arrive there first at this rate, but they will meet up with you.
Cool.
If they continue to accelerate.
I communicate this.
Captain, with your permission, I can do one of two things. I will take your directive. I can go and divert power to the engines.
Take the doctor offline.
We have, hypothetically, 3 days until we run out of air.
My concern is now getting us home. Take the doctor offline.
Very well.
I'm sorry, Hadley.
It's okay.
So he begins the process of oh no.
Well, I guess that's it for me. Good night, sweet prince. That's a little robot joke for you.
You'll be back soon, old friend. Right now you're doing a big life-saving duty.
Yeah.
Question! Who's the last person to touch you?
Who's the last person to touch me?
Before we came in today.
Let me check my records. Boop, boop, boop. The last maintenance was a few days ago.
What day?
It was the day that... The last maintenance was the day that you two were in the room together. When I say you two, I mean Andrax and Hadley. When there was the power failure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Got it.
Has anyone fiddled with you since?
I don't keep a record of that.
Is he, like, always activated kind of a thing?
No. You turn me on. You say hi. that's a little robot joke. I'm sorry. I'm going to die soon.
When was the last time you were activated?
When I had to fix Andrax's arm.
I don't know what's going on, but when I find out who is damaging my ship, you will pay.
Yikes.
Well, friend, goodbye for now. We will speak again soon. And as he goes to, you know, cycle him down and start the process of disassembling him, he says, perhaps there is a chance that while I was locked in that machine and the power went out, I suppose maybe some of his components hadn't finished returning to their original starting positions.
Doesn't excuse everything else. So that could be one cover-up, but not for everything else.
Very true.
The doctor powers down.
It's a joke.
It's a robot joke. The doctor's powered down. We
give him a little pat.
Pretty quickly extract parts from it. Can I get a pull from whoever is taking the parts and putting them into the CO2 filter?
I can take the parts.
Just make
thank you.
I know Brian's making a lot of pulls.
Thank you.
So
basically,
can do this, yeah.
Basically,
how
like
many?
I'm
well, this
just
is my
one.
Job.
It's just a
I'm taking
one.
Parts out of the dock, and I'm just like over my shoulder, like to you, as you've got like the hunk of the CO2 bot. Okay, so she's poking around the top. We're like 4 rows from the top. Mm-hmm. Or, oh, bold. Bold strategy.
If it falls, she gets tetanus.
That's how I die.
And then there's no doctor.
No, there's a consequence if it falls.
Bottom. Whoa. From topmost complete, right in the smiggity dap center.
In the middle. Nice. All right, the tower's stable
still. It's still not really rickety.
Yeah, we're doing
pretty good. We're doing pretty good for whatever the fuck is up with those two in the middle.
All right, you managed to get the third filter up and running.
Yeah.
One filter has already been replaced. Two more need to be replaced.
Yeah.
It is just a matter of doing that. I will tell you all that for each filter that you are installing, there is a pull that needs to be made. So whoever wants to, however you want to split yourselves up, or if you want to not do that at all and be with each other at all times, regardless of the case, two more pulls need to be made to make this problem not a problem anymore.
Nobody leaves my sight.
That will make us objectively less efficient, Captain.
I know.
Very well. I am happy to perform the duties of one more replacement of the CO2 units if someone wants to do it in tandem, but if we are moving as a group, all four of us together, that will not be possible. So,
can I ask why Chelsea was simp fingering right there?
Because you said that, and I just looked up and I felt so much tension that you could cut it with a fucking knife, and I went, oh.
Awkward.
It was just very uncomfortable at the table.
It was a very tense table moment.
And I have so much information in an external context.
You can't tell them what my birthday is!
Cinnamon's birthstone is rose quartz, and he's very insecure about it.
What the fuck? I keep forgetting this character.
Mom!
Oh my god.
I'm telling Mom!
This is Martian operations management.
They told them what my birthstone is!
That's a break of regulations. That's straight to the disintegration chamber for them.
Disintegration chamber.
All right, how are we doing this?
I try to make one last plea with Captain Stormchaser.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for being nice and addressing me by my title and not Cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
You don't get that respect from the DM.
that's fair.
Captain Stormchaser, if you believe that I am capable of attending to my duties, would you manage the replacement of the other unit in concert with our two compatriots here, or would you like to leave one of them with me? If not, I will continue with your orders as requested.
We can split up two by two. But nobody is alone. If you start moving between different areas of the ship, I must know.
Okay, I don't want this to sound shitty, guys. I don't want this to sound shitty at all, but do you have a preference on who you want to be with?
I will alternate.
Well, I was with Vic last, so... I'm sorry. And he, like, shakes his head and formally addresses the comms officer, Barton.
He's a shit.
I'm sorry. First names. Oof.
That was, and he clearly seems like upset with himself.
I can't believe Hadley, I let that slip.
Hadley just has like a tiny hand over her mouth, like,
it happened. And so he says, thus, Specialist Fillion, if you would join me.
Okay, wonderful. We're going to take a trip to communications anyway.
Aye, Captain.
And so I guess we go to different sections of the ship to replace these units that we have on hand.
All right. I would like pulls from both of the people who are replacing these units as they're being replaced.
Dips.
And if anyone would like to have a scene with a person they are with.
Me and Shelby gonna have a talk.
can we do our pulls and then vacate?
Let's do the pulls. Yeah, do your pull and then vacate. And then they'll do their pull and they'll have a talk. And then you can have a talk with Andrax if you'd like.
Taken from the very bottom.
Just like me. That was smooth as hell, too.
All right, we will make our exit.
Do I have to make the other one, or did they only make this one?
They've only made one, so you need to make one as well.
Bye.
Hello, and welcome to the Stygian Abyss of the Midroll. Abandon hope, all ye who enter. Before we succumb to the horror of Afterlives Eternal, let's all take a deep breath and listen to a few words from our sponsors. You are a creature of darkness, of hunger.
Within you is an unholy need which can only be satisfied by one grisly thing. Art of your favorite OCs. Have you found yourself prowling the night in search of art for your favorite D&D character? Then prowl no longer, because John Hernandez is here to satisfy your lust for illustration. John Hernandez is an artist, animator, and all-around cool-ass dude who's here to make your character art needs a character art reality. Whether it's renderings of your favorite TTRPG characters, favorite fictional beings, or favorite real-life people, John has you covered. He's taking art commissions at this very moment, and you, yes, you, could be his next customer. The art of your dreams is in reach. You can reach John through the contact information we have listed in the show's description, or find him on Instagram at bold_brush. That's bold_brush. John Hernandez, art commissions. Check him out.
Shelby.
All right.
How come you and I, we tend to be
adversaries in role-playing games?
Mark is angrily hugging Shelby's shoulders like your uncle trying to intimidate you at Thanksgiving.
Shelby is
rocking back and forth, crossed her arms, a tiny little ball in the corner, praying for death. All right, Mark is
making
a
pull. She dissociates into the void.
She turns off just like the doc. Rest in peace.
Definitely.
The first casualty of this game.
So this is all solid with this little guy.
The bottom is pretty solid.
The best bet is the tip top. But I don't... And I know it's already leaning more this way,
yeah.
Which means that this side is going to be loose. But that's not...
I like the hole in the middle near the top and how perfect and alone he is.
Yeah,
he
makes me feel very peaceful.
Doing the tippy tap toes. Ooh.
Ooh, that was a wiggle. That was a solid.
Was it really?
Yeah, there was a wiggle.
I didn't see it.
It split the top as well.
Yeah, I saw the tops.
I see the top split to the beat of the drum.
Oh, what a shame that you won't suck on my thumb.
All right.
All right, you manage to get the filter into place.
Okay, yeah, bitch!
It's not a particularly difficult install. You sort of unscrew four bolts, and then you put the new one in.
I pulled the lint out of it, bolts. I popped that bad boy in, now our dryer's working again.
Yes, precisely. Yeah. All right, so what are you two talking about other than the repair process?
Vic's not talking. Vic is just, like, staring at the process with a deadpan look on her face.
The question for you has nothing to do with anything. With any of the beef that either of us have between us currently. Is there a likely chance that sending a message to that ship is going to come clearer?
Rephrase? Shelby doesn't.
No, that's fair. If we send a message to that ship, will it likely be clearer because now they're closer?
I mean, from the data we extracted, yes. They're closer. The photons have less of a trek to make. If we do some more fiddling with the power, then we can probably get a pretty strong signal. I don't know what we're going to get from them because...
I just want to get us home.
Me too.
And I don't know if it's worth even continuing this mission if I can't guarantee that.
They could abandon the mission.
We could all go back. They can throw us all on trial. They can figure out what's going on. But if we never even make it back...
You're comfortable going on trial?
Yes.
So am I.
So maybe we are concerning ourselves with the wrong people.
Perhaps.
When I learned that you were looking into me, I locked down Ava. Whatever status she is currently in, she's protected, but it does look like she's been damaged.
I will not lie, I looked into you. I did not use Ava, but I looked into you.
I know.
And I am concerned.
I understand. Don't. Right now I'm more concerned. Damn me for all my privacy breaches all you want. Who's trying to kill us?
Part of me wants to say the Dreadnought trailing behind us.
Well, that's... You know, based on the title of this campaign, that's probably pretty fair. It's a fair assumption.
All I know is I want all of us to get home. All of us loyal crewmates. I don't have my suspicions on either of the other two, but frankly, you were my best shot because you were looking into me.
Not really looking into you. keeping an eye. I didn't dig into you.
Why keep an eye on your crewmates?
Paranoia?
Fair.
Trauma?
Fair.
I didn't necessarily have a very good time while I was in training.
Oh?
It's a story for another time. Besides, the general, I got picked on very, very hardcore. And, learned to not trust anyone. Concerned that we would have Terrans on. I don't even know why I'm opening up to you if I'm even in the slightest concerned for you. Concerned of you.
You're young, and while I won't discount the trauma of schoolyard bullying,
I know.
I, frankly, from my previous experience, you waltzing in here with your polish and your medals and your young nature rubbed me the wrong way. The last captain of this ship died for his crew, and I don't know if you'll do that for us.
I'm in the military for a purpose.
Aren't we all?
My purpose is to serve, and unless I see something wrong with what I'm serving for, I go all the way.
Do you see something wrong?
Why do you?
I think the bones are good. I think individuals can be kind of sketchy, as we've learned.
No shit.
How about this? We won't get answers with everything happening right now.
That's true.
There's a lot of big problems, and I am almost positive that the people on this ship aren't going to stab each other in the back. Literally.
Is your concern that there's something else going on that's not us?
I mean, we have a giant ship trailing us.
I mean the stuff that's happening on board.
There's stuff happening on board, but I do not think that anybody is going to kill me right now. And right now, I am concerned about the big thing headed our way.
So, let me ask your opinion. Do we attempt to turn back, or do we try to race towards that asteroid? Because no matter what, we're gonna have to go home. And unfortunately, a mission... Well...
We will not be treated kindly if we go back without anything.
We'll be alive.
We will be alive, and I will say, we will have information that there's more out here that our little ship cannot combat.
That's true.
We have one gun, and it's currently pointed away. Right?
To be fair, yeah, the ship is flying in a direction, but much like an ice skater, it's very easy to rotate and still be going in the same direction. So if you wanted to point the gun at the ship, it'd be a simple matter of, like, a little air jet shoots out, the ship goes like this.
But it's not a very strong gun.
It's a pretty sizable cannon.
But compared to a dreadnought.
I cannot stress, so, like, let's say you fight a really buff dude, right? A huge, like, 7-foot-tall, hulking buff guy. Mm-hmm. If you have a gun, he dies.
Yeah, but we don't know if he has a gun, is the thing.
Well, he probably has a gun, but we're a smaller target than he is.
Yeah.
And as we said, being off by, like, a millimeter is, like...
A kilometer difference.
Yeah.
I wouldn't discount the ordnance of this ship. This ship's gun is not something to spit at. If your ship fired at a city, it is more than a nuke. The gun on this ship has more destructive power than the combined nuclear arsenal of all of the bombs dropped in World War II.
Okay. Reaffirmed trust in our capabilities here. There are options. One, we continue. They have not attacked us yet. They have just sped up. We try to hail them. We try to see if we can get a clearer transmission. We can work. We can tell them how to do it if they are still unclear. Two, we run like hell. We have the ability to turn on a dime as our lovely engineer has engineered for us. And we do our best to escape unscathed. Three, we turn and fight. It'll take a lot of finesse for them to hit us. It'll take a lot less for us to hit them.
My concern is still that even if we make a decision, something or someone on board this ship will not give us ample time to even go through with that. Because it's obvious that someone doesn't want us to live, I guess? You don't have any suspicions at all.
I know Hadley doesn't trust you. I don't know how nefarious it goes, but I know that she just isn't impressed with the way that you've been handling things. There have been just things that you've missed. Just obvious things. It's fine.
Obvious.
Just to him, like, when...
Yeah,
Andrax?
Andrax. When Andrax was wearing a suit and you told him to suit up, it just made you look a little incompetent. Like, we talked and they didn't seem too impressed. And he also... Andrax.
You're trying so
hard. I don't know why I can't fucking keep it.
Why is his the name I can remember the easiest? Andrax. He has a fucking space, not people name.
Because I keep wanting to say, like, Ajax. Andrax, I can't really get a read on him. He is as traumatized as I am, if not more so, I'd imagine. He's very hard to read and very direct. It could be either of them.
Shit.
Shit, indeed. We stay together. We keep an eye on each other. We fix the things that come up. I think that's our only course of action, unless we want to divert from the looming threat behind us.
Do we want to send them a message?
Wouldn't hurt.
All right. One word. Distress.
Okay.
Okay. Will you two get the others?
Yeah.
Are we switching spots with them?
Yes. You're switching spots.
That was a healthy volume of session.
Sorry.
Yeah, that was... They talk about that. There's been a lot of stomping upstairs, so that's the sound of the other group installing their filter.
Understood.
There's a lot of hammering and banging involved.
We love it.
Yeah, ideal, really.
It's just really good.
That's the sound of productivity. Anyways, so Andrax and Henley are hanging out, working on this here device, which I already pulled for.
Yes, you guys have made your pull. It is successfully reinstalled. You took out the old unit, tossed it in the bin, and then have put in successfully this new one.
Right. And so during the course of that, we've just kind of been having a conversation about, you know, the situation. Because it's not something to go unsaid. But Andrax would definitely not be the person to engage the conversation.
Yeah, oh, I know exactly how I'm starting the conversation. So we're there for like a couple of seconds.
And I'm like, I'm starting to like unbolt the old unit and I haven't really said anything yet.
Mm-hmm. And after a couple of seconds pass, after they are like definitely out of earshot, I'm going to go, so that was tense.
I am simply trying to do my job to the best of my ability. Sometimes it would appear that... ends up at odds with our captain's better judgment.
Yeah, well, not just that. I mean, like, between the captain and Vic, too.
Yes, and that does...
The whole thing with Doc, and... I don't know, it's just really... It's a lot. It's really tense. I don't know. I keep wanting to, like, explain it away, if that makes sense. Like, the things that are happening, but I didn't... The discussion that those two had about... Looking into stuff.
I can relate. It is in my nature to want to explain away inconsistencies. It is...
There's just so many.
How I operate. And some are becoming harder to explain than others.
Yeah. Because with the... Figured, okay, maybe we missed something in the circuits. Maybe something was fried. Maybe it fried all of the filters. But then the tampered backup filters... How do you explain that? And then I think maybe you're right. Maybe when the power flickered the other day and your arm was in the system, like extraction or something just went sideways with Doc and that's what happened there. But then how do you explain everything that happened with Ava? You know, like...
Well, that, I believe we have an answer. Or we have a hint of an answer.
We have part of one?
It is between the two of them. It is either... comms officer Barton, or it is our captain that has tampered with Ava in order to get information that they seek. However, I would think that the captain has sufficient authorizations to get any information she would want out of our AI.
He would want?
He.
He said something to me earlier. He told me not to worry about Ava. And I don't... Okay, I'm not... Oh, this sucks. I don't want to go against Captain's orders. He asked me very politely, very nicely, not to talk about this.
I would never ask you to go against a direct order.
Okay.
I would, however, ask that you, in your best understanding of the situation, are you able to clear one of their names definitively?
I think I know who made Ava like this, and I think I know why, based on what they were saying. I think they did it. Because they were worried about the other party.
Hmm.
But I think it was intentional, and they want Ava to be like this.
They want Ava to be like this? That hampers our success in the mission.
But I think that means that Ava can't reveal information that they don't want. Oh, I'm trying to be vague about this.
You are saying there is something in one of their pasts that they don't want Ava revealing the information to.
I don't know that for sure, but the way that that just went down... Okay. So, the interaction that I had with somebody was they told me not to worry about Ava, and that Ava was this way for protective purposes. And then, when we just had that conversation, they accused Communications Officer Barton of looking into their past and into who they are. So I think that this was a deliberate move to cover that, I guess. But I don't know why. I would assume that...
The question becomes, if I repair Ava, will they break her again?
I don't know.
Because what is the point of taking apart the doctor if our AI is never going to be back?
Yeah, that's true.
And so you can see him getting clearly very agitated because it is a logical fallacy, and it doesn't make sense to him because we have crippled ourselves on two sides if someone is going to intentionally hamper our AI. Because if you're hampering the AI, that's fine. I'll take that offline. But if you're going to hamper the AI, don't tell me that's what you want me to fix. Is basically the nuts and bolts of what he explains.
Yeah.
In very clinical language and getting increasingly emphatic on his syllables as he is explaining the logic.
That's part of why I was saying that I think we should keep the doc on earlier. I just didn't want to go against the captain's orders, but that's why I was saying that I thought keeping doc on would be a good move, because I don't know if Ava will be reliable.
Understood. And you basically hear one final rattle, and the CO2 unit kind of burrs on and starts chugging away. We're done here.
Tasty CO2. It talks.
That's a robot joke.
That is a robot joke. I love CO2. Nom 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 nom. I don't make that noise.
Andrax goes, they don't eat it. They process it.
This guy gets it.
And scene.
All right, let's get the group in. We'll gather together, and then we're going to do the last cycle.
Okay.
You guys want to give me one big update. You guys have successfully repaired the filters. The air quickly cycles through, and eventually you're able to stop breathing through the masks and breathing normally. You all breathe a big sigh of relief as the ship returns to a state that can support people. It's a little harrowing. Suspicions are up, but for the most part, the crisis is averted. It is at the end of the day that Mark and Shelby, the captain and the comms officer, have decided to try once again hailing the dreadnought that is following you guys.
Yep.
Because the dreadnought is accelerating, it is gotten a bit closer, and they're thinking, hey, maybe if we shoot a signal at it now, it'll be more legible because it has less space goop to get through. So you get to that point, you shoot a high-powered message at the dreadnought. The light travels, it hits, and then a message comes back. And this time, it is clear. Stop and see. Witness these liquid stars stretched thin across the song of creation. Hear the sound of God's green fields before the vastness between tears all to sunder. Here is the breath and the will and the love of life eternal. Stop and see. Witness these liquid stars stretched thin across the song of... It loops.
Andrax just kind of not sneers as much as gets a look on his face of oh, this is not the secular galaxy that I have come to know and love where science is reigns supreme out here, baby.
These edgy Christians.
Yeah. Ugh, disgusting.
We don't know anything about that.
Does any of this ring a bell?
It's babble. Other than allusions to poetic language and the phrase God's green fields.
Ava, what's this mean?
Has my itty bitty baby booty back up?
I'm sorry.
we put her into a little
Are you trying to reboot Ava? Is that a thing that you guys are doing?
Well, yeah, because I said I'd switch her off while we started on the doodads.
Gotcha. I'm sorry, I missed that.
Yeah.
Ava goes, I'm offline.
Oh.
Shit! Well, that seems like religious fury to me.
So here's my question. We've got a couple of options.
One, we can race towards the asteroid. Who knows what happens when we get there? Two, we can attempt to race home and deal with the consequences of whatever the fuck's going on in the ship there. Three, we have a gun.
Ryan's face, he went, we do have a gun, don't we? Yeah.
And in fact, Andrax's eyes just kind of light up like, we do have a gun.
I would rather not potentially start intergalactic war.
Another one.
Yeah, I was about to say, we're already kind of in one of those.
Even if it is cold. How long can we do rapid fire, or is it one and wait an hour and then another one? Like, what's our...
There's a couple minute cooldown period usually,
like,
on this gun.
Gotta let the vibes come back.
Yeah, you will fire. It takes time to dissipate all of the heat that has gathered up in the system. You can try pushing it, but that's likely to break stuff. We will kind of abstract the firing process because there is a calculus of risk and reward that is involved. Firing at the dreadnought, I will tell you, is going to be a number of pulls, and that will be the abstraction for how well the ship aims, how much you are willing to push overheating, things of that nature.
Yeah.
So an exchange is possible. It's a question of, do you want to risk it? I will not tell you how likely you are to succeed if there is an exchange, simply because of the nature of the exchange. I will tell you to make pulls, and eventually you will reach a magic number.
As of right now, they haven't engaged violently at all. You're correct. My concern is, why are they speeding up in directly on our path?
Are they matching our heading, or are they matching us?
They're matching you.
They're trying to get to us.
They're trying to get to us.
Why do they want us?
Do they want us to not know something that's on that satellite?
That could be it. We don't really know because we have to get to the satellite, but...
Would you like me to speed us up?
What's the group consensus? I know I'm the captain, but I'd still like to hear.
I mean, if we're going to get there and get away from them, I don't think it's a bad idea.
What about our oxygen levels getting home?
They'll be fine. The repairs that we've made have cost us the dock, but they will be sufficient for continued existence, assuming they don't get further damaged.
Which is something else to address, but we need to make our decision first.
A relevant question is, if we get to the satellite, will we have the assistance of Ava in that matter, or will we not? I am not asking who has done what. I am asking, will my AI be functioning when I ask it to delve into the technology we are seeking?
I pose a different question. Mm-hmm. If we show up to the satellite and the dreadnought catches up, what are they going to do with us as sitting ducks while we try to filter this information?
Does the satellite have defense mechanisms on it?
It's a flying box with solar panels on it. It's not really
okay prepped
for that. It's a tiny, tiny thing.
This is a data gathering mission.
Yeah.
Something wants to get to our data before we do.
If we get into the orbit or in the surrounding space, like closer to the satellite, are we able to remotely access that data?
Yeah.
That's a drive-by?
So you've established that comms work in a kind of garbled way, but enough at relatively short distances, like the length of the ship. If you were able to get a flyby, you could probably do a quick data dump. Be a narrow thing. It might not get everything, but you could get probably most of what's on that satellite if you are just willing to get close to it or crash into it, even.
I would like to prevent that,
that
one.
That might be... As rough as that sounds, the satellite would break like mud in front of your ship. It's going really fast. It's very powerful. It would be a hell of a maneuver and a hell of a timing thing, and you would definitely need Ava online and operational to manage something like that.
Right.
With Ava as she stands, you're probably going to need to stop or at least slow down if you want to get something off of that satellite. It's probably not going to be something you can manage at your current speed.
Okay. So I propose the following. Previously, at the beginning of our journey, I fit the engine thrusters with additional capacity for retro thrusters. I recommend that we accelerate now. Keep our distance from the coming dreadnought and then engage retro thrusts to slow down in time to scoop as much data as possible in a drive-by. Then ramp around using the existing gravity well and slingshot home.
The thought process that Vic is following mm-hmm. is that we were sent out here to see what the anomaly is, yes, but one of the concerns is that it is a Terran war effort. It is a Terran weapon. We arrive at the anomaly and we get a giant dreadnought that speaks English, doesn't really, that we have no idea the origins of.
Doesn't necessarily reflect Terran as far as we know.
It could have been a vessel that got lost in this anomaly and they went insane.
It could be. I'm saying that there are, we have information.
But it is not
the complete picture.
It's not the answer that we were asked to get.
It is an answer. If we wanted to deliver it. I don't have a specific course of action
I want. My current thought process is that this whole thing is a trap.
Mission parameters, as granted to us by Mom, were to go forth and get the data from this satellite
yes.
and come home. There is no partial answer. That is our answer. Mm-hmm. Additional information is valuable, but not what was asked for.
Okay, then we're not going home with this information. We gather the information, we turn and fight?
If we have to.
If we have to.
I very much doubt we can run at this point. If we gather the information.
You said you think it's a trap? Potentially. Yes.
Who by? That's not... We established that that's, like, not a Terran ship, right?
You don't know. It's not in the registry of ships,
Ava said that it was not, yeah, it was not in her system as a Terran.
But someone built it.
Yeah, that's true.
And you don't have all of the ships that
that's also
Terra
true.
Has built. Okay. It could be a secret vessel.
And also we think we're alone in the universe.
My concern is whatever's on that ship is what set up this anomaly to trap us.
Vic is under the working theory that it is, yeah, it is that, and it is Terran.
As my captain, I will not disregard your orders, but I will remind you of the parameters of this mission.
I understand what the parameters are. I hope you also understand my concern. Are we still...
What does Mars lose?
No, that's not what I'm talking about. My concern is that we still have someone sabotaging our ship. One of us doesn't want us to get there. And I'm saying us, because I'm including me, because I know some people are suspicious of me. I'm not stupid. Can we set aside our shit and get out of here alive? That, or we sit around like sitting ducks while I interrogate every single one of us.
I would very much like to accomplish our mission and get away alive. Both are my two main priorities.
We have one vote for, I'm imagining, slow down, fight if you have to.
Get the data, fight if we have to.
All right, Shelby.
Yours is to get the fuck out.
Yeah, I think that's the vibe.
Shelby's voting for cut and run. Mark, were you voting for cut and run?
I want to hear what Chelsea says first.
I want to hear what Chelsea says.
I'm somewhere in between. We've talked and you know that I don't necessarily like confrontational situations, but yeah. Also something that I at least mentioned to Vic is that I feel like my job is purposeful and it helps people, and I feel like I feel like it's important that we do what we're supposed to do.
That's fair.
So I think I'm gonna have to go with get the data, fight if we have to, try not to, but
that's three.
Don't worry, I'm a pretty good shot.
So our group is going to slow down and is going to try and get the data.
All right.
So cycle three is going to happen. After that, the game is going to kind of accelerate. We are going to be entering the final act, and a bunch of shit is going to happen at one time.
I'm killing Brian.
So I would like everyone to tell me what it is that they want to do on their chart. This is the last thing you will be doing. Keep that in mind.
Are we going in the same?
That sounds ominous, but yes, we're going in the same order. You're going to be telling me in the same order.
I'm going to say 1B.
1A.
I will also go with 1B.
B, all right. Twins! Popular letter.
Wow. I'm also going with 1A.
Dreadnought was written by me, CJ Zeliznitsa, and was played by Chelsea Mack, Mark Alba, Shelby Siemens, and Brian Kinney Crowley. If you're hungry for more Honeystack, check out our other podcasts, Audio Ephemera and the Mythos Arcanum, wherever you find recorded mouth sounds. You can also follow us at Honeystack Studios on Instagram and Facebook for Honeystack news, giveaways, and pictures of our cats. If you want more Dread Dome, you can check out our most recent campaign, Insomnia, or come back Monday, February 15th for the next episode of Dreadnought. Until then, stay vigilant.